The Chicago's Afternoon News. I'm Steve Bertrand. Thanks very much for tuning in on this Tuesday. We've got about 20 minutes left before 7 o'clock. You know, there's a headline today on CNBC that says Amazon pushes deworming drug falsely touted as COVID treatment. We'll talk to Ian Schur from CNET.com about that in just a few minutes. While we're on the farm, Governor Pritzker was at the Farm Progress Show earlier today. It's the country's largest outdoor farm event, and he talked about a $500,000 in grants to improve the mental health and ease the mental health stress of the farmers in the state of Illinois.
Make no mistake, our farm communities are the toughest of the tough. And when it comes to mental health, asking for help is sometimes the bravest thing that you can do. Mental health care is health care. And in Illinois, we're making it easier to access help every step of the way in every community. And that's how we shape a state where all of our people can thrive.
Governor Pritzker there before moving on to the special session and the talks in Springfield. But when I was hosting the business lunch, that's one of the things we tried to pursue. It looked as if the growing number of farmers in the country dying by suicide. On the phone line now is Jerry Costello. He's the director of the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Secretary, welcome.
Thank you, Steve, and it's great to be with you.
I'm glad you're here. Tell me, first of all, of the state of mental health when it comes to farmers, because I think it's not something those of us in the city or the suburbs tend to think much about, but from what I've read, it's a growing problem around the country.
Steve, it certainly is, and farmers deal with a number of unpredictable challenges, anything from Mother Nature, obviously, to equipment failures, the adoption of a lot of new technologies, financial management. And as you're aware, you know, especially during harvest season and planting season, it's a 24/7 operation. So many times farmers, you know, they do all these things. They take care of livestock and crops, but they don't stop to take care of themselves. So to your point, unfortunately, depression, substance abuse, and all too often suicide is the result.
Have you seen the numbers increasing in Illinois, Director?
So what I would tell you is I'd say they've increased slightly. I think during the whole COVID period of operation that we've all been through in this last 19 months, people have experienced, different types of stress that we haven't seen in the past, and farmers are no different.
And so there was this pilot program in six counties. It looks like, for the most part, pretty far downstate, that's being expanded statewide to, to counties like McHenry and Lake and Kankakee and Will. Tell me about these programs.
To your point, it was originally a pilot program of six counties. And now with the new grant from the USDA that is $500,000, also the General Assembly and Governor Pritzker in this last budget actually doubled the amount of money that was going into the Farm Family Resource Initiative from $150,000 to $300,000. So we've got the $500,000 from USDA, the $300,000 from the legislature and the governor. And at the end of the day, this is going to allow us to cover all 102 counties in the state of Illinois. The other thing, it won't just be relying on phone service. There will be an email and a texting component implemented as well.
So if farmers want to reach out for help, they can do it that way.
Absolutely, Steve. Yeah. And as we know, sometimes it's hard to get people to reach out for help. So, this is just an option that they have, and it hopefully will be something that deters future suicides.
Director of Agriculture for the state of Illinois, Jerry Costello. The Will County Fair, I think, just wrapped up. My parents were at the cow barn for the auction. I think it was last Friday. So state fair season winding down. Director, it was nice to talk to you.
Great to talk to you, Steve, and thank you so much for what you do.
Absolutely. You be well. You're listening to the Afternoon News. CNET's Ian Schur just around the corner, but right now one more visit with Mary Vandeveld.